Well, we have a guest joining us here in our studios this morning. Bryant Rasmussen is with us this morning, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Director, and he's got a little something fun midsummer for you here this weekend. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Well, hot, muggy, and sweaty, and glad to be in the air-conditioned comfort of the studio right now.
Yeah, I'll take a little break right now.
You bet. How are you holding up out there in this heat and humidity?
You know, hey, my employees do a great job of working through the heat and trying to make sure that we get all of our stuff done. So I always make sure to tell them kudos to you guys, because it'd be really easy on a day like today just to pack it up and go home.
Yeah, and even if you're just sitting on a mower all day long, you try it sometime in this heat and humidity. So I appreciate the folks that are doing all that work to keep things spiffed up for us and ready to roll. Well, this weekend, you've got a block party planned for folks. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, so July is National Parks and Rec Month. And so to kind of help celebrate that and kind of bring attention to Parks and Recreation, we have our Sunnyside Block Party. It is Saturday, July 9th from 12 to 4 out at Sunnyside Park, as the name clearly states. And we have a lot of things planned right now. We have carnival games, and we'll have rec games and bounce houses, and bingo will be out there, and dunk tank, and I know the Lions Club is going to be out there to have their schoolhouse tours and things like that. Obviously, we're going to have food, and so it's going to be a lot of good family fun and an opportunity to get out and enjoy the nice weather and the beautiful parks and everything like that. And then we'll end the night at 6 o'clock on the bandstand. We're going to have a live band that have Dirt Road Divide there this year.
Very good. Sounds like you're going to be using a lot of the park.
Yeah, we'll be down by the horseshoe pits right there next to our office. Sure. In the bandstand area there, we'll kind of keep it a little as condensed as possible. But we'll have a lot of things, and I know over the past couple years we've had a good turnout and a lot of things for people to enjoy and take advantage of, and so we're really hoping to get people out and taking advantage of this again this year.
Sure, and we call it a block party, and I know some folks think, well, that's for a neighborhood, but this is our neighborhood is the larger one. It's the city.
It is the city, and and its surrounding areas. Obviously, it's for everybody, and the big thing we try and push here is that we try and make it as free as possible. Obviously, for the food vendors coming in, they have their own prices. But as far as for all the rec games, carnival games, the live band, everything like that, it is all free of charge.
Well, it takes some volunteers to do this, doesn't it?
It does. So we have some churches lined up to run some of the carnival games and things like that. But for an event like this, you obviously can never have enough volunteers. So if someone is interested in volunteering, we are more than willing to take them on.
So the planning must have been going on for quite a little bit of time then.
We've been planning it since this past winter, trying to kind of figure out what kind of games we can get. That's when we applied for, so the Iowa's Conservation Station, we applied for them to come this year. So they'll be coming in with their big trailer, and they'll have a bunch of water activities and things like that for the kids to take advantage of. So we've been working in behind the scenes for quite a few months now.
So you've got a good variety of activities and things?
We do. I feel like we have a little bit of everything. I know we'll trot out every single one of our rec games that we have, and we have about 34 pieces of recreational equipment for people to utilize throughout the year. We'll trot those out this year for people to test out and try for fun at the block party and see if it's something they want to take home, at a different date.
Cool. Like what? Give us some examples.
So obviously we have your traditional stuff, your bags and ladder golf, mm-hmm. But we've been trying to add in a few more non-traditional things. So we have a giant Connect Four game that people can take advantage of. This past year we added in Cube, which is a Norwegian game. Essentially, to Norway, it is like baseball is here in the United States. It is huge. A little bit quirky, but once you kind of figure out the rules, it is an absolute blast. I don't think I've ever had anyone play that game that hasn't walked away and had an absolute great time with it. We'll trot out our bikes for people to take advantage of. If you haven't played horseshoes, we'll have our horseshoes out there. We just said we have a laundry list of things for people to use. We do have discs, absolutely. We have discs. We have plenty. We have the drivers, the mid-range, and the putter, so you have about everything that you would need in order to test out the disc golf.
Okay, yeah, because a lot of folks use that disc golf, but if you haven't been one of them yet, this is your opportunity in a kind of a fun atmosphere there.
Absolutely. It's ranked, it's always top five in the state of Iowa, and it was ranked as one of the top disc golf courses in the world recently, so it's gotten a lot of recognition as of late.
Sure. Well, Bryant, you talked about this being a time to recognize some of the park and recreation activities and things around during this particular week, month, what have you. What do you want folks to come away with? What do you want them to know? What's the message?
So the big thing, and I think it fits perfectly what we're trying to do. So for the National Parks and Rec Month, the idea is Rise Up July is what their hashtag is. And so trying to make people aware of things that Parks and Rec has to offer, things that kind of help elevate people. So, you know, really focusing on that that inclusive, that equity, you know, everything like that our department has, you know, we strive to offer. And so really trying to hopefully people take away all the things that they can take advantage of, whether it is just our rec items, whether it's some of the programs that we offer, or just the sheer fact if it's something that we don't have and they want to inquire about how we can go about getting it, things like that. Just trying to figure out ways that we can continue to elevate our department and continue to have it move forward. we compare a lot of the things we do with other parks and rec departments, both smaller ones and larger ones. And, you know, and I think we do a good job of offering, you know, across the board, a wide range of stuff to hit a little bit of everything. And I know this past winter we went to a conference and people were actually asking us about some of the programs that we offer because they don't have it and they're some bigger cities. And so we definitely want to make sure that we continue to take a step forward every single year, making sure we're continuing to offer everything that we can and making sure we're continuing to talk with the patrons of Atlantic and the surrounding areas and seeing what things we could continue to offer to meet their needs.
Why are these things important to a community?
You know, obviously being outside, all of the mental health aspects that come with that is obviously a huge, huge piece. But then obviously when people are looking for a place to possibly live and whatnot, we want to make sure that we promote and show just everything that we have to offer. We always tell people that we have big city amenities, but with that small town feel. You know, we have bikes. You know, they're not the electric bikes that you have in the big city, but we have bikes, and it doesn't cost you to use them, things like that.
You might someday. You never know.
You never know. You know, so it's very important to make sure that we continue to showcase everything that we have and making sure that we continue to spread that word to everybody. And we don't know what things we need without, you know, doing things with talking to people and running these programs, right, and just saying, hey, have you ever thought about this? And we always go, you know, we haven't, but let us get on that. And that's how the cribbage, we have a cribbage board that we've chotting out, a large cribbage board. We split a tree in half, and it was someone just bringing it up to us saying, can you do this? And I was like, I think we have plenty of trees. We can find one where we can split it, turn it in. So, you know, those are things that we don't think about. But if someone says it, then, you know, we can obviously hit the ground running trying to figure out how we can meet that need.
All ideas are welcome.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, things rise and fall in natural course anyway. But this is a period of time where we've seen a dramatic rise in the amount of interest, attention, and money that's been put into our local parks and recreation opportunities here. You got in at a good time. Is it? Do you recognize the fact that there seems to be an upswing here?
Absolutely. I mean, from all aspects of what we have to do when it comes to the recreation stuff, as well as from the environmental impact that our department can help and kind of jump on board with. You know, there's a big push across the board, and we're able to tap into that, and you know, we're happy to tap into that because that fits in exactly what our park board wants to see, and everything like that. So it is a fantastic time, and we don't take it lightly. We make sure that we utilize it to the best of our ability, and making sure we're putting, you know, our best product out there, and that's why you know, if you see any of the employees, you make sure to thank them because they work tirelessly every single day to make sure that our parks look fantastic, making sure that our shelters are up to date and everything like that. And so we don't get to offer without those employees and without volunteers and everything like that.
You bet. Well, that's why we get to have some fun things like the block party this weekend. Give us the details one more time.
So July 9th, 12 to 4, food, games, fun, entertainment, everything like that. And then 6 p.m. on the Sunnyside Bandstand, we have Dirt Road Divide that will be taking us into the nightcap with a little music.
Bring along
lawn chairs. You can, you know, drinks, food, whatever you want. You know, the park is yours, so you're able to kind of use it however you want. We just want to make sure that people get out, see the beautiful parks that we have to offer, and definitely take advantage of the fun stuff that we have planned.
Okay, very good. Chairs, blankets, all would be a pretty good idea.
Whatever you want.
Some sunscreen, perhaps, but also remember, it is Sunnyside Park. If there's a breeze, you'll find it there, and if there's shade to be had, it's certainly there.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Brian, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it, and for all the work that's been put into getting this opportunity for us together this weekend. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.